This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We live in amazing times, folks, and it reminds me of the novel where it begins, "It was the best of times, and it was the worst of times." Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We conservatives, we lose, but we are never losers. And there's a simple reason for this. The truth can't lose. Truth is universal. It's like the book that was written that states irreversible, non-debatable truths in math. Euclid wrote it. No matter how you view the 2020, quote, loss, we see every single day, Americanskis, the real losers are leftists. KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team, and I hope you will. You'll get that free T-shirt. Tell us what you think. Tell us about changes you'd like us to make. We love hearing back from you. While we're on the subject of truth, let's examine these biggest existential threats to mankind that leftists so often opine about. Remember, AOC told us that we had 12 years to live. This was 2 years ago. So we're down to a decade. And of course, it was all around global climate change and going green. And the biggest existential threat to mankind was weather. Global climate change. We were all going to die if we didn't change our evil ways. Now, of course, Al Gore told us this 20, 30, 40 years earlier. And we somehow survived it, and Al made an excuse.
Well, it's because they made some changes, and they made some changes, and that's what happened.
I got a couple of questions for you, folks. Why aren't we talking about global climate farce right now? Well, let me give you an answer. One is because we now have the very real threat of Russia. Do you think just to put a worm in your head here, do you think the people in Ukraine are concerned about global climate farce or Omicron? Or do you think they're concerned about Russia? Do you think Taiwan is concerned about either of those two things? Or do you think they're concerned about China? Do you think black folks living on the south and the east side of Chicago are concerned about those two things, global climate farce and Omicron? You see what I'm saying? The left wants to sell you this big concept, this big idea that it's doom and gloom, and these are the biggest existential threats, man. This woo flu is going to kill us all. Global climate farce is going to kill us all. Conservatism is going to kill us all. Whatever. They make it up as they go. But let me tell you what the real issues are. The real issues are your ability to live your life the way you want to live it, to go get food and other products and services that you want to get when you want to get them, and not being encumbered by nonsense, governmental nonsense, people who are in elected office pushing real conspiracy theories. Have you thought about that for a second, that global climate farce is the real conspiracy theory, that Wu Flu and all the variants and all that stuff is a real conspiracy theory? That socialism can work and thrive is a real conspiracy theory? These have been vetted. There's enough evidence against all those three things I just talked about to shake a stick at, but you won't get the left to admit it. Bidenflation is ravaging poor people in America. Democrats don't want to admit it. Supply chain issues, and of course, Peter Ducey confronts Biden on it. We're going to talk about inflation, and what's he do? He calls him an SOB. Why? Because he doesn't want to admit it. Biden and the Democrats like inflation. They see it as, oh, well, look at this. It gets you more money for your job. Look at this. People are now hiring. Right. If you want to use that twisted logic to say, I want prices of things to go up, it's good for the economy. Says no one ever. You refine things and the price goes down. Do you want to pay what it used to cost for a DVD player? Not that you would even have one. The first DVD player I know that a buddy of mine bought, he paid $800 for it. What about the first plasma TV screen or the first computer? You know that the computer you hold in your hands or on your desk, that computer would have cost millions of dollars three, 4 decades ago. It was a supercomputer compared to what was considered a supercomputer back then. Your cell phone is multiple supercomputers. Technology that would have cost millions of dollars is now readily available. These guys love inflation. It's a crazy world out there. Leftism is insane. And that's putting it nicely. When I come on this radio show and I talk about these people, I don't mean any disrespect. It's just inherent to the story. Another example, Neil Young, who couldn't sing his way out of a paper bag, and anybody that likes him, congratulations, but he's a waste of space to me. And he says to Spotify, it's me or Joe Rogan. Because leftists are emotional. So he's mad at Joe Rogan for spreading, quote, misinformation. So he says to Spotify, you're going to have him on there. You're not going to have my stuff. Okay, Neil, you really think you're hurting Spotify to take your crap off? Take it off. See, I think Neil Young's hungry for publicity because people don't really give a crap about Neil Young, not until they're talking about some rock event. They call him, here's the story, rock legend Neil Young this week demanded his music be removed from Spotify after accusing his streaming service of circulating fake information about vaccines. Because Neil Young should know if something's fake or real. He's been living in the delusional world of leftism for quite some time. So why isn't he an expert? He says, I'm doing this because Spotify is spreading fake information about vaccines, potentially causing death to those who believe that this is disinformation being spread by them. What's he going to say when he finds out that all the misinformation has been presented by Fauci the fraud and all the other stuff that he's so invested in? Hey, Neil, bye-bye. Go. Folks, we got a lot to talk about today. Crazy stuff. To be honest with you, I don't even know where to begin on this particular hour because it's so weird. We will talk more about Ducey and Biden, but wow. Homicide rates, what do you think? Up or down? We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tehiwa Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, man, the Democrats are funny. So GoFundMe decided to take these Canadian truckers, people were donating like crazy to them. It's millions of dollars to support them. And GoFundMe seized the money, and it says they're going to give it to charity. If I had donated to GoFundMe and they did that, it would be a lawsuit. I'd want my money back. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Look, this just goes to show you how leftism wants to control it all. I have friends right now that are looking at alternative banking. I'm not talking about NTFs and the Bitcoins and all that. I'm saying they're looking at alternate ways to do PayPal, banking, you name it. Anything that is social media, all of it. They want soup the nuts control in an area where you don't have to have any form of governmental regulation because the government is colluding against us. And I think you finally, there are many, many millions of Americans starting to believe this. And I mentioned in a previous show that I was talking to one of my friends, very lovely lady. She's had an amazing career, and she was trying to explain to me that the unpopularity of President Trump at the time and why he may have lost. And I said, you're not going to convince me of that. We can agree to disagree. That no matter how much you dislike Trump, you weren't going to vote for, unless you're an idiot, you weren't going to vote for a clown like Biden. And there's too many other electronic irregularities. And what was funny about the Democrats is they cast a little bit of doubt. Oh, and even conservatives, it cracks me up, even conservatives buy this nonsense.
Oh, Kevin, I had a friend who said he didn't really like Trump.
Really? So your one friend is it? How many people do you know that went, dude, I got to tell you, I was completely like, I didn't think Trump was going to be good, and he was amazing. How many people do you know like that? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I get tired of how easily misled we are. And I've talked about this. You meet somebody and they go, oh, this is Dr. So-and-so. He's got a PhD. Oh, wow. Doesn't even matter if it's a PhD from what's the matter of you.
Oh, he's a PhD. He must be smarter than me.
Really? Look, people are bright. They know what they're doing. If you're in your lane, I'm not going to swim in it or run in it or even cross my foot in it. I may quiz you on it to make sure you're good, and I'll use my limited knowledge. I'll put it this way. In people's lanes, they are very bright. But here's the place where we all have a degree. It's called common sense. Now, some of these people, their common sense is at the level of a second grader. Let's just call these people, what word comes to mind? Democrats. All right, let's just do that. And then there are people whose common sense, you could get 14 PhDs. They're Einstein in common sense. These are people who become really good detectives. Let's call them conservative women. Conservative women have an automatic PhD in common sense. Should I explain? Please do, Kevin. All right. Since you've asked. So conservative women, number one, they know what to value. They know where to place value. They don't place value in necessarily in looks. I mean, don't misunderstand me. There's some hot conservative women, but they don't need to do anything to be hot. If they do something, it's because they choose to be hotter. So they already have a self-value, and they understand that self-value is bigger than any perceived value by anybody else. You must love yourself. That makes them choose good guys. And you know who conservative women choose to marry, generally speaking? Conservative men. That's what they do. See, I'm walking you down sort of the thread of what conservative women do. They are very judicious in their decision making. If they have a husband who's a bit of a hothead, they will calm him. If they have a husband who's a little bit too meek and submissive, they will empower him. Conservative women do what I call fit gap. They take the as is, they look at what the to be is, and they fit it together, and they usually do it better than anybody. And they have common sense. They can see trends. They can see it all. And they are rarely, I'm not going to say never, they are rarely intimidated or influenced by the wrong things. That is why they have an automatic PhD. And I know so many of them, I will tell you, they have made, I'm about to preach up in here. They make their men better. That's what they do. I don't believe there is a guy, a true man, listening to my program right now, the KevinJacksonShow.net. I don't believe... No, what did I say? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I forget what I'm doing here. Where my woman at? Anyway, I don't believe there's a real dude listening to this program who will argue with me. Because you were somewhat broken. I mean, you might have had an amazing childhood and all that. But I promise you, the woman who saw you went, I'm going to mold this guy into a better guy. And she didn't, unlike... women that go, I'm going to make this bad boy into a good guy. Because that rarely works. She saw the good in you, but she says, you know what? I can nudge him. And she did it in such a way, you didn't even know. You were like, I'm getting better. What's going on? My buttocks have gotten firmer. That's because your woman went, hey, hon, let's go for a walk. Or she made a comment like, wow, look at you, big guy. Is that butt getting tighter? And you went, I haven't done anything, but yeah. So she got you to do it. Because that's what good women do, man. And so that's what I'm saying. I got a PhD. So let's go back to common sense. So all along that spectrum is a common sense. And here's what I will tell you. We, as conservatives, as pragmatic people, we have an abundance of common sense. So when people do things or say things that are a bit hinky, to use a Chicago word, we go, whoa, hang on, that doesn't make sense. And we don't care. It could be your kids. It could be your family members. It could be your spouse. If somebody comes along and the story doesn't make sense, you're like, nope, that doesn't make sense. Give me more. And so that's what upsets Democrats, because rarely do they make sense. I saw this thing. Let me just give you a couple of headlines, and we'll talk about these today. Teacher lined up children according to color. Who does this? Why would you do something like that? Teacher lines up children according to color. Kids don't care about color. If you take a kid's lollipop on the playground, they come running at you. They go, Billy, Billy took my lollipop. They don't go, Black Billy. They go, Billy. It's the action that creates it. That's all they care about. What is the action? Why are you, do I not like Billy? Because he steals. He's a stealer. I don't mean the Pittsburgh Steeler. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, PhD in common sense is what we hold. Most of us do anyway. I got a lot more to talk about. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden announced his nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson for the U.S. Supreme Court, elevating an African-American woman for the first time to a seat on the high court bench. Jackson says she hopes she could be an inspiration for the future.
And if I'm fortunate enough to be confirmed as the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, I can only hope that my life, my love of this country and the Constitution and my commitment to upholding the rule of law and the sacred principles upon which this great nation was founded will inspire future generations.
In an update from Ukraine, the NATO Secretary General said the world will hold Russia and Belarus accountable for their actions in Ukraine. Russia would be seen as the aggressor and Belarus as the enabler. He also said this will not make Russia more respected, but less throughout the world. This is USA Radio News. China's space team has found something unusual on the moon. And with that story, here's USA's Lance Pry.
A pair of unusual glass balls have been discovered on the surface of the moon by China's lunar rover. The semi-transparent spheres measure up to 4 centimeters across and were captured by U-2-2's panoramic camera. According to the study, the objects were located on the moon's far side, which U-2-2 has been exploring since 2019. Glass is not uncommon on the moon with all the meteor activity, but sphere-shaped glass is unusual. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The coronavirus mutant, widely known as stealth Omicron, is now causing more than a third of new Omicron cases around the world, but scientists still don't know how it could affect the pandemic. Early research suggests it spreads faster than the original Omicron, and in rare cases can sicken people even if they've already had an Omicron infection. There is mixed research on whether it causes more severe disease, but vaccines appear to be just as effective against it. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
God, man, sometimes I hate being so good at what I do. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I'm not talking about radio. I mean, you know, even though I am, you know, the Black Rush Limbaugh, I'm going to say that until, you know, so maybe it'll get viral. And then people will be like, who's this guy thinks he's the Black Rush Limbaugh? You know, and then maybe that'll make people come check out the show. No, what I'm talking about is being able to predict what these leftists are going to do. I know how, and here's the thing, it isn't that difficult. You probably did it too. But as predictable as Hunter Biden is going to have a hookup with another prostitute, the big guy negotiated a deal for American hostages just like I told you on this very show, the Kevin Jackson Show. You can find out more about us at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Go find the podcast where I talked about this very thing we're talking about right now. Joe Biden buying Americans out of Afghanistan. Now, I got a call from a buddy. I'm not going to say who. And he says to me, Kev, you know, you can't, people are going to get arrested. Joe Biden's hired 17 prosecutors to go after people who are trying to get people out of Afghanistan. It makes more sense today than it did the other day because I didn't realize Joe Biden is trying to buy these hostages. And he wants, and I'm going to get to the end game here in just a bit, because he has an end game. The people that are managing him do anyway. Now, the media is going to spin this story that I'm going to talk to you about is Biden giving humanitarian aid to the Taliban. But make no mistake about it, folks. Incompetent Joey Demento exited Afghanistan like a female dog, wink, wink, and now he's got to buy back Americans. Build back better, huh? Hey, Joe, how about this? Buy back better. That's their slogan. Here's what the Daily Mail reported. The Taliban has thanked the world for pledging more than $1 billion in emergency aid to Afghanistan and urged the U.S. to show, quote, heart by donating more. Amir Khan Muttaqi, the regime's acting foreign minister, told a press conference the hardline Islamist group would spend the donor money wisely and use it to alleviate poverty. Woo! Hey, black people, there's money in Afghanistan. Go get it. Black leftists in America, go get it. Hey, white enablers of black leftists in America, there's money in Afghanistan. Maybe you could go over and you could help the Afghanistan help black people. And bring Sarah McLachlan so she can sing Heart of an Angel. In the heart of an angel. I can see the Afghanistan now.
in Arabic. You too can adopt a poor black child. In fact, you don't even need to adopt a black child. You can adopt any black you want. But we will warn you. You do not want a black woman. We have studied them. They are no good. You will have to kill them. Oh, Kevin, people are going to be mad at you because you're saying black women are tough to deal with. Really? What are you talking about? You ain't trying to tell me that black women are tough to deal with. You ain't talking to a sister over here like this. Like, you ain't coming to me like that. Oh, man, I'm making myself laugh. I'm cracking myself up here. Yeah. So, along with leave no man behind, Biden has obliterated, I will not negotiate with terrorists. Well, unless it means saving my butt politically, then I might. Yep, they think, though, Joe Biden and team, speaking after UN said that a total of $1.2 billion in aid has been pledged to Afghanistan, $64 million of which came from the United States. And I'm going to tell you right now, $64 million to the Afghanistans and this negotiation of the UN $1.2 billion, which you can bet was facilitated by some twit in Joe Biden's administration, is payback. First installment from the U.S., and it's going to be a rounding error of what they actually get from us in, quote, humanitarian aid, which is nothing more than money for hostages. That's right. Now, that's just stage one. The next step is what I talked about before. And again, nothing new here. I said this on the show a while back. What, 2 weeks ago? Go listen to the podcast. I said they're going to herald the rescue of these Americans. And I didn't put this all together until my buddy Mike, that's all I'm going to give you, Mike called me and says, Kev, if you know anybody doing these, you know, these things, like Blackwater, you know, and some of these other organizations that go in and do this type of work, who feel compelled to do it, tell them to stand down. They cannot do that unless they do it a particular way. He was warning me to tell people that I know, stop doing it, because Biden team is going to go after it. And now that I know what I know now, and did I say now twice? Yeah, Office of Redundancy Office. So now that I know, I'm going, okay, now I get it. Because Biden now has to appear to be the hero. You can't have other American agencies rescuing Americans while you're trying to make it appear that you're the one who's going to negotiate them out. And you know how Biden's going to negotiate them out? The same way leftists do everything. They're going to use your money to solve their problem. So they're going to herald, I'm just sure with the press you're going to start hearing soon. I predicted most of this and I get it right. I get things right 72% of the time, 90% of every time. So the next step is they're going to, and I'm using my finger quotes, rescue Americans from Afghanistan as the Taliban allows Biden's Sissified military to, finger quotes again, capture the Americans in what will be deemed successful rescue missions. So, you ever been to an organized shoot where they say, you're going to go hunting, you're going to kill a bear, but they've already got the bear in a cage, and you get into this little area where they let the bear out of the cage, and then somebody shoots the bear and says, yeah, I got my first bear, and they go take a picture with the bear, and they act like they hunted the bear. No such thing happened. The bear was a lamb led to slaughter, and they call that hunting. And there are people who will put that picture up proudly, like they would. Let me tell you that when you go hunt a bear, you should be out in the woods and the bear should have an equal chance to kill you. Now you're hunting a bear. And you got to sleep with one eye open. You got to have a fire around you. You got to make sure everything goes right. And you may lure him in, but the bear's got a shot.
That's really hunting. But that's not what's going to happen here. They're going to take all the Americans, they're going to take them to some field, and they're going to act like there were some bad guys in that camp. And the special forces of Biden are going to come in and rescue these people. And we're going to talk about, you know, no casualties happened within the special forces. Yeah, no casualties happened with the Afghanis. They're going to round them. It's like going to pick meat out of the supermarket. So that's what's going to happen. That will be the rescue. The left will hail Biden as decisive and bold for making the call to get every American out. If you think that they are going to rest on the laurel that we didn't get every American out, it's just delayed. It's delayed. We're still working on it. I think you get the picture, folks. This is a leftist version of a reality show where the outcome has been predetermined, and they can even reshoot it. Don't be surprised if Hollywood sends an embedded producer, director, who will shoot footage, actual footage from the capture. And it'll be blanks, and people falling down and blood, whatever. And then the hostages will run. And a few people will know. The hostages won't know. But the people that know is orcs. You guys probably, Kevin, you're losing your mind. Kevin's losing it. He's losing it on the radio right there in front of us. We heard it. It was on that day, whatever day it was. And there, we heard him. He cracked up. Nope. I'm not cracked up. I'm telling you exactly what's going to happen because they're going to orchestrate this. And they're going to do, they'll probably do it. Here's the way I'm predicting. They'll probably do 5 simultaneous raids. And then they'll say to the Taliban, you have to feign outrage that America came over here and did such a thing. You know, and you're going to pretend that you're very upset and it goes against all the diplomacy that we've established in getting this money and et cetera, et cetera. And then we're going to give you more money. They're going to back up the trucks, folks. They're going to send that money over. It'll get filtered through the UN where they get their cut. And all will be good in left field.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to warn you right now, I'm not going to tell you stuff you don't already know, but I'm going to reinforce it, and we're going to all celebrate it together. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, the Kevin Jackson Show. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. Please go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, check it out, get involved, pass it along. I promise you, we won't let you down. Many new listeners come on every day and they send me notes. Kevin, I didn't know who the so-and-so told me about you, this, that, and the other, and I'm glad to hear it. Anyway, Americans that have listened to this show certainly realize why I call Joe Biden Joey Demento. it's pretty clear. The guy showcases either dementia or his idiocy, his stupidity, every time he steps into public. Every single time, you can count on Joe Biden. And what's funny, the media admits that they're propping him up. They're trying to make him look better. They want him to look younger. They try to make him look smarter. It is all orchestrated. It is reality TV that is not true TV. It's all pomp and circumstance from the ties they choose. By the way, every president goes through this. I'm not saying that you're not trying to put your best foot forward. Joe Biden has two left feet. And so they've got to do everything. I'm talking, this is the most orchestrated dude since FDR. They don't want you to know, like they did with FDR back in the day. They don't want you to know he's in a wheelchair. So they always make it look like he's just seated. Or they stand him up, let him give a speech. But the dude couldn't walk. And you know, people didn't even realize this. Same with Biden. Except the problem here is the people realize the emperor has no clothes, and they're willing to tell him. And this is why Biden's begging for buttermilk. Hey, please don't report negative news about me. Well, it's impossible, Joey. The media can't even oblige you because he's always doing something stupid, whether it's a policy backfire. We're going to talk about that here on this particular segment. I will prove to you definitively that there is no science involved with WuFlu. There are no experts involved with WuFlu. It is a pack of lies. And all you got to do is listen to the very people putting these things out. They will say it to your face. Leftist folks can admit that if Biden were a Republican, they would ridicule him endlessly. He would be the butt of late night talk shows every single night. So they're not doing it. I guess I have to do it for them. Buyer's remorse is what every one of these leftists is experiencing, even if they don't admit it. Some of them don't even realize it. It's like that racism they have as well. That unknown racism, the stupid things they say and do, black people need our help to get an ID, you know, stupid things like that. They don't even realize how stupid they are. But let me tell you, they got buyer's remorse. Even the ones that are happy that they got rid of Trump, they have buyer's remorse. So much so that even CNN recognizes that Joe Biden has crap for brains as they we've got a clip of them discussing his 20-minute interview with ABC's David Murr. And during the segment, Biden attempted to defend his response to the scamdemic. You know, the thing that he was supposed to eradicate once we got rid of Trump. I'll take care of it. You know, big talk from the pathological liar. He was addressing complaints that people in New York were waiting in lines for hours to receive a WuFlu test. And they may have been, but let me tell you what they were waiting for. They were waiting for junk science. Anyway, Biden repeatedly refers to the 500 million at-home test as pills. The old clown confused the test with the new Pfizer drug that the FDA approved on the same day. Pill, shot, nothing. I will not take anything related to WuFlu, and I have my reasons. Anyway, here's the CNN talking about Biden.
Repeatedly throughout this interview with David Muir, which was recorded this afternoon, President Biden seems confused and was confusing the half billion tests that they've ordered with the half billion pills. Of course, pills were in the news today with the Pfizer approval of the antiviral. So he corrected himself, but that was one thing that struck out to me. But then simply this administration and the president leading the charge here really not accepting any responsibility at all for this lack of testing. We've seen these images across the country, long lines, just the inability to get tests. And yes, Omicron came on very quickly here, but it has been almost a month since Thanksgiving where they knew this was coming. So he said he wishes he could have acted faster, but then explains why he didn't. But the question also is, the at-home tests for January, there is no sense from this administration those will be sent out early in January, as the president suggested in this interview.
So CNN clearly recognizes Biden's confusion. Let me ask you this. Do you think 2022 is going to be a good year for Biden? What do you think? Because I don't think it will be. Oh, real quickly, they're running commercials right now. I don't know if you've seen them. They have a black doctor and a black dude. And the dude is the doofus. And the doctor is a black woman. And she says, I'm giving you all the information. I work, you know, I understand medicine. I'm an MD. I'm an actual MD. And then the other dude's like, yeah, but I've played one in TV. I was an actor, and I know as much as you do. And the objective of the commercial was to say to you, the public, hey, look, they don't know as much as you do. So you need to make sure that you listen to us. Don't listen to them. Don't follow common sense. Don't go looking for things where athletes are dropping like flies. Don't go looking for alternative medicines that you know work, but we tell you that they don't. Don't go looking at the real statistics of how many people have died when they got the poke, or why people can hang metal off their arm where they got the shots, and a host of other things. Don't look for any of that. We're going to deliver you the truth. If you haven't seen these commercials, I promise you, you're either not watching TV or you're not paying attention, because they're everywhere. The government needs to convince you that they're right and you're wrong, and they're willing to use your tax dollars to do it, which tells me this: it isn't working. That's the problem. Anyway, earlier, prior to that comment that the guy made about Biden, a reporter asked Biden if they had failed to see Omicron coming, and Biden laughed and said, how did we get it wrong? Nobody saw it coming. Nobody in the world. Who saw it coming? Everybody sees it coming. Let me make a suggestion to you folks. There will be another variant. So can I say right now, I'm already ahead of the curve. I'm an expert. There will be another variant. It'll probably be less virulent than any of the previous ones, because this is what happens. It morphs. We get better. God perfectly designed our bodies to handle this stuff. Interesting, Biden's healthcare mouthpiece, Fauci the fraud, continually wants to warn us about variants, but they didn't see this one coming. I want to play one more clip, and this is MSNBC talking about the CDC. And I want you to note the number of contradictions in what this guy says, and we'll wrap up at the end.
Is this the right move right now when it comes to sort of loosening these quarantine guidelines for those who are asymptomatic?
Well, I think a lot of it was based on some new information about the transmissibility of the virus in terms of when you're most infectious, either before symptoms and the couple of days after symptoms. The one caveat I would just say, though, that's a lot of that is based on data with previous lineages. I don't know how well we really know that for the Omicron variant. So that's the only question mark in terms of the science. I think a lot of it is based on the fact that we have to try to find a way to keep the country running at some level. And so I think this was a balance between the science and the practicality of protecting our healthcare workers and keeping the country open. I think last week we heard about the requirement for going down to 7 days with additional testing. I supported that because if we lose too much or more of our healthcare workforce, we're not going to be able to take care of the people in the ICUs and in the hospital beds. And that's the weak link in this whole epidemic. Now the additional aspects of keeping people in the workforce, the essential workers. So, there may be some quibbles here and there for specific issues, but overall I recognize that the CDC is in a tough spot, and they have to face the reality that we've been messing up testing the last 2 years, and it's really difficult to get a test, and so I think they were driven to do this in part by the realities of our situation right now.
You want to know the reality of their situation? They didn't anticipate your backlash. They didn't anticipate that people would say, screw you. We're not working. We came off the Trump era. We got a little money in the bank. I'll go work. I'll start my own thing. I'll shack up with my former in-laws or whatever. I don't know what you're getting, but whatever you're going to do, you're not going to capitulate. You're not going to give in. And I love how they say, now there's a balance between science and keeping the country open. The balance of what? What do they call them? Essential jobs versus non-essential jobs. Look, folks, 2022 ain't getting any better for the left.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.